We, the jury, having found the defendant Roy Oliver guilty of murder, assess the defendant's punishment for a term of 15 years and a fine of $10,000.
A white officer has been sentenced to 15 years in prison for killing a 15-year-old black boy in Texas last year. Jordan Edwards was in a car with his brothers driving away from a party when Roy Oliver opened fire, hitting him in the head. Oliver was fired shortly thereafter, and earlier this week, a jury convicted him of murder. Following the verdict, Jordan's stepmom applauded the jury's conviction.
I'm forever grateful that y'all seen it in your hearts. It was wrong.
But the family's attorney told local TV station WFAA the sentence was disappointing.
What the jury's sentencing to me says is that they're going to give Mr. Oliver a chance to redeem his life for what he did, yet my client has no son. They get nothing from this.
Still, it's the first time in 45 years that an on-duty officer in Texas has been convicted for a fatal shooting. Meanwhile, in a window of just 5 years between 2010 and 2015, the Texas Tribune found at least 247 people in Texas had been killed by on-duty police officers. Philip Stinson is a criminologist at Bowling Green State University, and he's researched convictions and prosecutions of police officers across the country. He joins me now to discuss this case. Hello, Philip.
Hi, Matt. Thanks for having me. It's always a pleasure.
Absolutely. So we know this conviction is incredibly rare for Texas, but just how unlikely is it nationwide for a police officer to be convicted of murder or really any crime at all when they kill someone on the job?
Well, the best estimate that I can give you is that between 900 and 1,000 times each and every year, an on-duty police officer shoots and kills someone at agencies all across the country. And remember, we have more than 18,000 state and local law enforcement agencies. And of those 900 to 1,000 officers who shoot and kill someone while they're on duty each year, only a handful of those officers are ever charged with a crime, and more specifically, murder or manslaughter. So I've been researching this for about 14 years, and by my count, 93 officers have been charged with murder or manslaughter resulting from an on-duty shooting since 2005. So it's very rare that an officer is charged at all, and it's even more rare that an officer is convicted.
And when it comes to sentencing for those who are convicted, Oliver was sentenced to 15 years. How does that time square with the sentences of other officers who have been convicted and sentenced?
Well, it's really difficult to try to make sense of this because we're dealing with different jurisdictions across the country. There are different homicide statutes in different states. But I went back and looked at some of the data. So his sentence is for 15 years, and I don't think he'll serve all of that. He probably will get out before that. But when I went back and looked at it, it's interesting. There are seven officers, including Roy Oliver, who have pretty significant prison sentences. The high sentence was 40 years, and the low sentence was about 7.5 years. So actually, when you stack up the seven officers, and it was actually five different shootings, but the seven officers in those cases, a Roy Oliver sentence of 180 months, 15 years, comes right in the middle. And it's interesting, when we look at these other cases, there's a common theme that runs through these cases. They're all, and that's just the seven cases I'm talking about here, with seven officers, actually five shooting incidents. They're all bizarre incidents that you can't rationally explain in any way. Huh. Not only were the shootings not legally justified, the officer wasn't justified in using deadly force, but they're just bizarre situations. One of the other shootings involved two Atlanta officers who barged into the home of a 93-year-old woman. It was a police raid, but they had the wrong house. And then the other incident that involved two officers was a case out of Marksville, Louisiana, where officers shot and killed the 6-year-old boy. So Wow. Just strange, strange situations.
What was it about this particular case that persuaded the jury to convict? Was it the body camera footage that was released during the trial? Did that help?
Well, the body camera footage is important, but we've also seen in other cases, high-profile murder cases involving police officers and on-duty shootings, where it's actually not seemingly made a difference. But I think there's two other factors here. Mm-hmm. One other factor is that it's just a bizarre situation that can't rationally be explained. And then the other thing is that another police officer who was on the scene, Tyler Gross, actually testified at the first day of the trial that he did not have any fear of deadly force being used against himself or someone else. He did not perceive any such imminent threat. And I think that was powerful testimony to have that other officer testify. And oddly, Roy Oliver then gets on the stand and testifies in his own defense, saying that the reason he shot was that he thought Officer Gross' life was in danger, that he was shooting to protect Officer Gross, which didn't make any sense because the car was between Oliver and Gross. So just, I think those were important elements here, probably as important or more important than the body camera footage.
So is this conviction and sentencing just an outlier given these circumstances that you just laid out? Or should we look at this conviction as a possible bellwether of changing perceptions of police culpability and use of force by police?
So as I mentioned, only 93 officers have been charged in one of these cases since 2005. And of those to date, only 33 have been convicted, including Roy Oliver. I don't think we can draw any conclusions or see any sort of changes. All of the cases in this sample are outliers. So we're dealing with a sample of outliers. So it's a strange thing, but it's very hard to try to look at any sort of patterns. But when I look at these cases since 2005, they go up and down in terms of just single digit numbers or maybe up to the high teens in terms of the officers being arrested in a year. But we just don't see any changes. It's business as usual for law enforcement on the streets of the United States.
Philip Stinson is an associate professor in the criminal justice program at Bowling Green State University in Ohio. Philip, thank you so much.
Well, thank you.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.